Boston University women's basketball falls for the first time in the 2023-24 season, 58-55 at Rider. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Grace, following the game. Coach, if you could just offer up a summation of how you felt your team performed.
Yeah, I was hoping for a better effort considering how down we are with sickness, with injury, you know, those sorts of things. I thought people stepped up in different ways today, but obviously we fell short. I think it was a little late that we decided to step up and play. We had to wait for Kate to go in with a quarter and a half left for us to feel like, you know, we can do it. And I talked to them after the game just about the belief in themselves that, you know, we have enough in the locker room and without Kate having to come in during that time period in a pressure situation to try to help. But, you know, there were good things that we can take away from this. But I think the biggest thing is trying to fight through adversity, whether that's on the road, whether that's missing bodies, whether that's stepping up into a different role than normal. And we got to be able to play through that and fight through that.
Who were some of those players you felt stepped up, and in what ways?
You know, I thought Ava was great defensively, as she has been. She scored the ball a little bit better today, too, which has been a goal of hers. So I thought she was able to contribute on both sides of the ball today. You know, I thought Aneta, when she was in, she gave some good minutes. She had 12 boards today. You know, and so that is something that we haven't seen from her as much as on the rebounding end. So I was really proud of that effort. When Kate was out, she was able to step up and help with that rebounding goal. So I think those two specifically really stood out to me.
You're down 14 towards the end of the third quarter. You're able to eventually take a three-point lead on multiple occasions. What did you see from the team, both on the floor and even when they were communicating in the team huddle, that led to that increased energy?
You know, I think part of it was we started scoring the ball more. Like, Kelsey came out and hit some shots. She had a good game today on the offensive end. Alex's shots started to fall for her. And, you know, and we talked a little bit in the locker room about how our offense cannot dictate our defense. So just trying to learn and grow from that as we are six freshmen on the floor, you know, trying to learn and grow in those situations where we want to have that energy sustained throughout the 40 minutes, not just when we're making shots. So I thought that got us going. I thought when Kate stepped in the game midway through the third quarter, that, you know, got us going a little bit. But I thought it was like finally the shots were falling when we were missing open shots, and then got us going a little bit.
What is the ultimate takeaway that you want your team to have from this as you head into your next game against Lemoyne?
I think it's just learning. Like, we are going to face adversity, and we won the first three, but we're going to face adversity now. We're going to face it in league where we're going to be down, and we got to fight and battle back and work together. So I think if we can learn that and what it's going to take to beat teams who are going to come out and play their best, and Ryder had a great game today, play their best against us, I think I'd be very happy to take that away from this.